I just so appreciated your jag on recording and listening in between those announcements, because that's totally my experience about the depthing of practice.
Yeah.
With a daily recording and listening practice, which I've had for a while and has been a lifesaver. And I just want to do a quick little testimonial that it has truly taken me from basically living in suicidal depression to living in joy, gratitude, and appreciation.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's a statement, huh?
Right.
and you know, Todd, I just want to stop and underline that, okay? Because I'm right there with you. Now, of course, I have been doing awareness practice for a long time, coming from a place of suicidal depression. And even with practice, for the many years that I did practice before recording and listening, I would periodically go into depressions. And they were not, you know, I didn't think about shooting myself again, but, you know, they were very much low energy and, you know, depression. Since recording and listening, that I have not had that experience, which is why I love that you said that. A person who has struggled with hereditary depression for most of my adult life, to be able to know that that is not in my current life and to be pretty darn sure it's not going to be a part of my future life is just extraordinary. And, of course, you and I would share a deep, deep wish that everyone who struggles with anxiety or depression would devote themselves to this practice and prove to themselves that they don't have to suffer with that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even in early practice, like you said, I would maybe well into practice without a recording listening, without a solid recording listening practice, Sherry. I also, too, did often, you know, revert back to that. It felt like kind of a default position of you know, that doom, gloom, despair, and just like you said, not having the skills to turn the attention away from the voices and believing them and getting plunged into those depths of, at times, almost feeling like, you know, I don't know if I can get back. I don't know if I can get back to the light room. I'm so far gone, and now with the recording and listening, it's so rare. And like, I got to be honest with you, I cannot remember in the last 5 years a day where I've been caught in serious, you know, I can't even remember a full day being fully identified.
Yeah. And of course, not, you know, it's not, we're not talking about lobotomies here. So there, it doesn't mean we don't practice, because we do.
Right.
Right. So it's not that. I don't think either one of us is saying it. So, you know, here you go and put all difficulties behind you. We still practice, but not trying to get out of a black hole of, you know, I really don't want to live any longer. So, thank you for that.
Yeah. And thank you. It as you were talking about observing your participants in email class and seeing the disparity between those with a solid recording listening practice and the responses you're getting from those that don't have it, it really brought to light how deeply it has affected my practice and how it is a lifeline. And I see my recorder. I basically with earbuds in almost constantly, and it's like this. It's like returning to center, returning home. It's like you said, you know, just allow the intelligence of life and this being to animate and be in touch with that. And as Michael said, oftentimes I'll be two-handed and, you know, I'll just be in this place and I'm talking away and then I put it in the right hand and that's my mentor. And all of a sudden the mentor will just come up with this, you know, beautifully, you know, perspective or this whole shift that I just had no awareness of. And it's mind-boggling to then re-listen to that and go, where did that come from? I had no idea. Just wow. That has totally shifted my whole take on it. And it's like, you know, life is infinitely wise. And I hear it. And then, like you said, it's like by proving it to yourself. And I do it daily. I Project Joy, I record the assignment, and I listen to it throughout the day, and then I record it at the end of the day. And we're talking this morning about practice successes. And you know, we can talk about what conditioning does, but to focus on practice successes, which recording and listening has been a huge one for me, is just that ability to turn attention away from what they're doing. Because, you know, we basically kind of know what they're doing. They're causing suffering.
Yes.
The process of suffering.
Right.
And
right,
recording
exactly.
And listening is the process of ending suffering. And I certainly love to live in that process of ending suffering as opposed to living in the process of suffering.
Yeah. Yeah. And to know that it's available to us. It's so simple. Again, anybody can afford it. If they can't,
absolutely.
Goodness knows they can get in touch with me and I'll get them a recorder.
And what I love about it is anytime, anywhere, 365, 24/7. Hey, I've woken up at 3 in the morning, caught in it, in a bad dream or something, and I just grab my recorder and go, wow, that was really wicked. And I've got these sensations and I just start, just talking on and on. And before I know it, I'm listening to it and I'm back to sleep. It really is.
Right back here. Yeah.